That's a band from the 80s called Eurogliders and Heaven, the song. Two Kronars, 91 Metrons. That's the current time at KBCO. I'm Dr. Love, your morning broadcast computer. Don't forget, Symphony Sid keeps the music going no matter what sector you're in. That's Symphony Sid later on this morning here at KBCO. Right now, it's time for our news update with Encarnac Bronson.
Good morning. This is Encarnac Bronson with news, weather, and traffic on KBCO. First of all, in traffic, we do have a hovercraft accident working this morning on the Denver-Chicago Turnpike. One of the vehicles is on its side. Hopefully, that will be cleared up soon. Good news for residents of the Central California coast from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission today. The NRC has ruled that it is no longer necessary for people who live in that area to wear radiation suits. The suits had been mandatory ever since 1989, when the worst nuclear mishap in history occurred at the Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. Cleanup crews have been working at that site for the past 46 years. Last week they finished. Now NRC officials are telling people who live within a 200-mile radius of the plant that it is possible for them to take off their suits. The utility that owns Diablo Canyon hopes to have the nuclear power plant back online by next week. Federation police say some Boulder County school kids made an interesting discovery yesterday. The children were crossing a field near Ruth Correll Elementary School at Arapahoe and 109th Street when they found an old MX missile. Police say the 50-year-old missile, which was partially buried in the dirt, did not contain a detonation device. This is Federation spokesman Gurel Mustang.
It probably wasn't going to go off, but it's not the kind of thing that you'd want to drop on the sidewalk or throw against a wall.
The MX missile was developed back in the 1980s, only to be abandoned a few years later when Star Wars defense systems rendered them obsolete. The National Federation Council decided today to lift trade restrictions on Martian hovercrafts. The alien vehicles had been in very high demand locally ever since the restrictions were brought in 10 years ago. Hovercraft customers have had to wait as long as 6 months for delivery of the Quasar 5000. The Martian hovercrafts tend to be more popular than American-made hovercrafts. I'm Encarnac Bronson on KBCO.
This is KBCO AM and FM Boulder, taking you back 50 years to our beginnings in the 1980s.
an education. Just watch the wheel of time revolve. But why is this not what I'm thinking? It's just one mind in the unknown. Less cities, more moving.
It's an old style of music that they called Motown from a place called Detroit, and My Girl, also The Fix, Less Cities, More Moving People. Good morning, KBCO. I'm Dr. Love, your morning broadcast computer. It's 2 Kronars, 98 Metrons, and let's see, what else did I want to tell you? Yes, the 47th annual Kinetic Propulsion Challenge is coming up the first weekend in May. This year's challenge is bigger and better than ever. Get your team together and build a human-powered vehicle that can travel over land, water, the stratosphere, through the ozone layer, and lunar dust. You'll be racing from the Boulder Reservoir to the moon and back. Get a course trajectory plan and entry form from any Insta-Lofen jug along the United Front Range. It's the Kinetic Propulsion Challenge, May 4th, sponsored by KBCO for 47 consecutive years. Now let's check in with traffic and Officer Frank.
Good morning, commuters. Things are really backed up at the Better Mousetrap this morning. Seems as though a ground hauler carrying Nervat herbal energy crystals is overturned, spilling Nervat all over nearby surface craft. Traffic is backed up to the Boulder-Denver Glideway, but all the drivers seem to be very relaxed. National Weather Control goofed this morning and dumped 4 feet of snow on the Boulder-Denver Glideway at the Rocky Flats Crater Interchange. An alternate route is suggested. I'd say W-470 through the South Boulder Greenbelt Industrial Park. Otherwise, everything moving just fine. Have a good day. Officer Frank with AccuTraffic on KBCO.
Oh my goodness. Hello. Are we back to normal? Hello?
I am.
Are you back to normal? Am I back to normal? What's going on here?
Talk about technical difficulties. I think the engineering department really blew it on this one, Dennis.
Oh my. Well, it's 13 after 7, and I'm Dennis Constantine, and Peter Finch is here. Peter, I can't believe this. I can't believe what's been going on this morning. Ken, the engineer, is in the other room, and he installed this new thing, digital octagonal sound, at 6 o'clock this morning, which is supposed to give the effect of 8 speakers surrounding you using some sort of digital time shifting. Unfortunately,
something strange is happening.
I think
here.
That the time has been shifted a little too much.
That may be it. That would make sense, wouldn't it? But
yeah, well, wait a second. Here comes Ken, the engineer. Oh. Let's have him explain exactly what's been going on this morning.
Dennis, I think we're back in 1985 again.
Oh, I can't believe it. This has been an absolutely crazy morning. So we hooked up this digital octagonal sound, and something very bizarre happened. Do you have any ideas here?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I've located the problem.
Oh.
It's in the high-frequency microfern dock of the vertical confabulating stabilizing unit.
Mm.
And I believe it should be a fairly simple repair here, and we'll be back to our digital octagonal sound. But the time warp distortion factor won't have moved us so far into the future.
I tell you, okay.
I'm not going to touch anything. It's working. Let's just hope it continues to work.
Yeah, let's do something normal here.
Okay. You know, I wonder what the switch does.
Now the party's over, I'm so tired. Then I see you coming out of nowhere. Much communication in emotion. Without conversation or a notion. When the samba takes you out of nowhere, when the background fading out of focus, there's the picture changing every moment, and your destination you don't know where.
Roxy Music at KBCO Avalon and the Alan Parsons Project, Mama Gamma. The time is 3 Kronars, 5 Metrons. I'm Dr. Love, your morning broadcast computer. 1977 to 2027, 50 years of great music and great radio from KBCO. This Sunday, there will be a Boulder Synthesizer Tiny Tots concert featuring the greatest composers of all time. This concert will include the best from Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, and the latest from Banach and Buschmann. The program begins at 7 Kronars on the amber level of the Greenleeplex. The dayside weather for Seoul 3, mostly sunny and mild, except for rains across the northern growing regions and lingering snow flurries over the mountain recreational areas both north and south. There are high-level ionization advisories in effect for sublight craft.
Each and every month, Over 25 million beings experience the ultimate in nightclub entertainment.
On the party planet.
Each and every month, over 25 million beings slowly come to realize that there is no club, no bar, no Patrick anywhere in the furthest reaches of space or time that can compare with Zardon's party planet. In locked orbit 9, mid-lunar coordinate Alpha, a short trip from anywhere in zone 6, 7, or 8, Zargon's party planet, with 12 multi-layered dance floors, posi-sensor stimulation by Farlex, and complete species phenomenal translation booths, so you're bound to meet new friends. It's Monday, and that means all Solarians get in free, and you know what a fun crowd Solarians are. All beers, zings, wines, and warpers are half price, and Wednesday, the first 100 beings will receive a complimentary thought mist. When the best won't do, it's Zargon's party planet.
With the myriad of things to do in this day and age, your time is actually your most precious commodity. Have you ever stopped to think how much time you waste just daydreaming? Think about it. Now, if you're like most people, you just spent five times as much time just thinking about thinking as you needed to, much less thinking. And since medical science has proven that daydream time is every bit as important to mental health as regular nighttime dreaming, wouldn't you like to speed up the process? Gwendolyn Stone Thought Dynamics is offering an introductory series of mini lectures in her revolutionary speed thinking technique. It'll not only save you time and necessary dream time, but with all the recent advances in micro-thought technology, it could leave you with up to 10 times as much free time as you now have. Just for coming out to the mini lecture, Gwendolyn Stone guarantees you'll double your thinking speed. The introductory programs are at 8 Kronars tonight and tomorrow night at the Harvest Towers Space Dome. For more information or to register, call 555-1234X. Gwendolyn Stone Thought Dynamics, 555-1234X.
KBCO, recreating the sounds of our beginnings in the 1980s. Many of the songs heard today on KBCO are phonograph recordings being played on turntables on loan from the Boulder Historical Society.
say I'm sorry, may we just forget about today? You see, I fly the night. I fly the night. I laid my love beside the door and left you sleeping on the floor so long. I fly the night. I fly the night. Though you might think it's too bad of me, I have to leave you with used memories. I have no stomach for the dawn. I feel I should be moving on, and so I fly the night. I fly the night. Relax, deserted me, the ghosts of love stand clear to see. They also fly by night. They fly by night. Strange fingers in the dark to keep it strike and leave this mark. It seems as arrows fly by night. They fly by night. Let's fly.
Ian Anderson and Fly By Night, also a Flock of Seagulls telecommunication as we bring back the music of the 20th century all day today on this intervention day at KBCO. Don't forget Downey Pat 301, the world's oldest known broadcast computer, will be joining me, Dr. Love, your morning broadcast computer, a little later on. Right now, the time is 3 kronars, 12 metrons, and it's time for a news update with my trusty newsman, Encarnac Bronson.
Good morning. This is Encarnac Bronson on KBCO. Scientists at the University of Mercury announced today that the infamous Death Star will probably be passing through the area soon. The star, which only passes through this area about every third millennium, is thought to contribute to the extinction of certain forms of life. MU researcher Tyne Futentong says the extinction process occurs over a long period of time.
There are some incidences where certain organisms are catastrophically decimated at these mass extinction events. But most of the mass extinction takes place over a period of a half to 3 million years.
Due to the current deregulation in the space industry, several of the universe's main carriers today announced the beginning of Fare Wars. This is Feely Pudsum with Trans-Universal Space Lines.
Round-trip space fare from Stapleton Astroplex to the Eros Crater Dome will be only 6,000 credits or just 4,500 credits during off-peak kronars. If you want to take a vacation in the Milky Way, round-trip space fare will cost you just 25,000 credits.
Penn Space, United Space Lines, and Androids Express Space Lines have all announced that they will be reducing their fares. The weather for our hemisphere today is going to be pretty nice. Sunny skies. If you live in Sector 11, though, you may want to wear your solar suit, as highs could get up to 175 degrees. I'm Encarnac Bronson on KBCO.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed
screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy is sucked up in his mind, like a leper messiah. When the kids had killed the man, I had to break out the band.
This is KBCO Boulder, AM and FM, 97 FM here. I'm Symphony Sid, and it's time for our KBCO at Work letter today. Our KBCO at Work letter today comes from Bart Losis, who writes, "Dear KBCO, I work as a Federation Rescue Runner, Front Range Division. There's a lot of misconceptions about rescue runners. We're really not against time traveling, but it is our job to enforce the newly enacted laws concerning unsafe or unlicensed time travel. I've found that with an industry this young, there's bound to be mistakes, and even with a reputable time guide, there's still an element of danger involved. That's why, as a Federation rescue runner, I get a deep satisfaction every time I bring someone back from the deep past. Manfred Mann said it all in a song he wrote way back in the 1980s. Thanks for playing our request, and please tell your listeners who like to time travel to be careful back there."
Keep your cool, though you can't see what's in front of you. And it's all That's our KBCO work song for today from Federation Rescue Runner Bart Losis. Thanks a lot for your letter, Bart. We'll be sending you a case of Snicko Crisp, the Featherlight wafer in a can.
Only once in a generation is there an invention so revolutionary it can change life as we know it forever. GT&T's teleportal service is such an invention. The teleportal can take you across the galaxy instantaneously. The result of years of research at GT&T's teleportation laboratory, the teleportal makes travel as easy as putting one foot in front of the other. Just step through the teleportal. You're on Spica 12, local name Kesta. You're standing at the top of Yabu Wibba, the magic mountain. As the diamond sun drops below the prismatic mountains, its light shatters across the entire sky in a brilliant rainbow of rays. You're inside a kaleidoscope with colors you've never imagined. This is only one of the beauties of Kesta, the planet whose very name means wonder. Kesta can enthrall you for as long as you have the time. And when you're ready to leave, just step through the teleportal. You're back where you started. Travel in the blink of an eye. The teleportal from GT&T. Many people think it will make conventional space travel obsolete. So do we.